Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good morning, Patriots. Hopefully you had a blessed weekend like we did, and your blessed week is off to a great start. This is the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Lady Liberty in the studio with me, as usual. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you, and good morning to everyone out there, and welcome to Monochromatic Monday.
Yes.
Where the truth in the news is black and white.
Yeah, I still feel a little rummy from the weekend.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I said that wrong. The truth of God is black and white. We do the truth in the news in addition to the Word of God.
We have to point out the truth in the news because it's not always black and white.
Well, yeah, exactly.
So when we're done with it, it's black and white. It's monochromatic. It's remove the gray, right?
Yep, that's exactly right.
All right, so I was just going to say, I still feel a little rummy from the weekend. And it was a great event.
Red Pill was awesome.
Yeah, back yesterday. The Red Pill Festival was just amazing. We got to meet so many of you that came out to that event. The lineup of speakers was awesome. It was a little warmer than I think it was.
It was 102 at one point.
It wasn't a little warmer.
I mean, everybody has to admit, everybody that was there knows it was just flat out hot.
It was, but there was a lot of shade.
There was, and, yep, lots of shade.
It was tolerable. It was really nice.
Good cover for the people that were sitting in the audience.
Oh,
I
man.
Thought, so.
And Minutemen Coffee was there with their new trailer.
Yeah.
Primo. I mean, it's legit.
Oh, yeah. That was really, really nice.
Yeah,
quite
good to
the
see
nice
them
setup.
Again.
Yep.
And the folks really appreciated them being there. And then also U.S. Law Shield.
Yeah.
Those guys did a bang-up job. Putting out the, and he's actually was unscheduled speakers. Alex, who's the regional director for U.S. Law Shield, provides protection and for self defense. When you find yourself in a self defense situation, they provide legal protection, whether you're facing criminal or civil legal type situation.
Yep.
And one of the things that he mentioned in his presentation that I keep forgetting to bring up is red flag laws. They will come to your defense in a red flag law situation. So if your firearms are taken without due process under one of these new state red flag laws, they will come to your defense.
Yep. Which is exceptional.
And there's no caps on it. There's no deductible. There's no max. There's no cap. And they cover Washington State.
Yep.
Which is really great for our listeners that are listening, you know, on our terrestrial station here. A lot of you guys are in Spokane. There's some of you in Idaho, but...
Right. Yeah. So for $11 a month, you just flat out can't beat that.
I know.
That's outstanding. Yep. Yeah. They knocked it out of the park yesterday, I thought.
Yeah.
So.
Really good. And so, we had AMRON operators come up that I've only corresponded with, you know, through email or maybe over ham radio, but have never met in person.
Yeah.
So that was really cool for them and us to be able to put faces to names.
Yep. Yeah. And just like at the Prepper Expo, it was great. It's great to meet people that specifically come out to meet us and let us know that, hey, we listen to you guys every day. And so, in fact, we were talking about one man was telling us that his neighbor, I guess, works with a construction company group.
Yeah.
And that they listen to us every morning. And, in fact, their schedule for getting to work is set by this radio program.
Oh, that's right. So they can listen to the show.
Yeah,
on
their way, and they listen every morning. And so, well, a shout out to you guys. Thank you for listening. We thought that story was really cool. And everybody else that stopped by was just absolutely amazing.
Awesome people and great speakers. Just a great vibe. And you know, the Patriots needed this.
Oh, yeah.
While this was going on, there was a huge Trump rally that was taking place in Arizona. It was called the Trump One rally, which is kind of cool because that's how I started my speech. I'm like, Trump One, you know, and of course, much smaller gathering, obviously, in St. Regis, Montana. But a common theme that other speakers that we were either listening to or listened to and spoke to afterward all felt this leading to really place emphasis on Scripture.
Yes, yes.
Where we are from a Christian perspective. There was a heavy, heavy Christian approach to this, using Scripture. And then the MC did a great job.
Well,
State Rep.
Representative Scott, Heather Scott of Idaho, she mentioned that she feels like all of her speeches now are more like sermons.
Yeah, and she said they feel like sermons now.
And we all went, yes, exactly. We are under that time of polarization where you're either with Christ or against him. And so, so now what we're talking about and who we're talking to is almost strictly related to the Lord anymore.
Well, it's like you and I on the drive back home yesterday. We were saying we're as a culture, we're so beyond
standard issues.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
We want more a larger highway budget. No, we should have a smaller budget, or we should give more free housing to people. No, we should give less free housing. Those discussions are over.
Anymore, those are irrelevant.
Yeah, completely distractions right now. We're talking about existential issues right now. I mean, just
the continuation of America or
not. Right. And like I mentioned Saturday, it's not even about being a member of 3%ers or militia or extremists anymore. Now one of the former Homeland Security guys just went on the news last week saying the Republican Party is a national security threat to the United States of America now.
Right.
This is where it's going. And really, It's becoming more and more clear that this is Christian versus the anti-Christians that are that dividing line. You look right down that dividing line, and that's
Jesus
what it is.
Jesus Christ is the dividing line between us and them, without a doubt.
Yeah, and that doesn't mean that, well. So anyway, that's all Christians aren't great people, you know, either.
It is
really against his people, but his word and against God in general.
Right. Well, and see, that was the interesting thing about Red Pill too, is we had a lot of liberal or left press that showed up. I mean, big time.
New York Post.
And then from, what was it?
Vice News. They're out of New York, and they're hardcore left. And the London Times flew all the way over.
Yes,
from England.
There was a Scottish guy that was, there were a whole bunch of them. And I actually had the opportunity to talk to one of them that came up to buy a copy of my book. And I knew who he was. And I don't know, I felt like I had an opportunity to love your enemy, right? Be kind to them. And if I'm able to share any kind of truth with somebody that has been told nothing but lies their whole life, well, I just kind of use that opportunity. I thought that was an excellent opportunity, because like you're saying, Christians aren't all good. I'm not good. Who's good? Who out here is good? All of us are sinners. It's just that Christians have their sin debt paid through Jesus Christ.
Exactly.
That is the only difference between us and them. And we're trying to, and our focus is different from the rest of the world because we have decided that we want to follow God's law.
Right.
And we want to be saved by him, and we want to be with him in eternity. And that is the difference between us and them. And so it's unfortunate that they don't know that. They don't know the benefits of that.
Well, that's why they're called lost. And not all of them are deceived and lost. Some of them are deceivers. And so our prayer is that the Lord will thwart that adversary and turn their methods in on themselves and just let them kind of self-destruct and protect us from them. But then also for the ones that are lost, like the guy that came up to you, he's very polite.
He was polite.
He seemed very genuine. Very genuine about wanting to understand after your speech,
right?
About the content of your new book, 444.
Yeah,
he was fascinated by it, so he bought a copy, and he's going to be getting the Word of God. He's going to be hearing a call to repentance, and not from a judgmental standpoint,
right?
And a really a passion for American heritage, and
the love of God,
our Christian faith, and a different, I guess, a kind of a non-combative opposing viewpoint than what he's been used to.
Right.
So, you know, who knows? We'll just trust the Lord.
And that's what he said, too. He said, well, I just had something to the effect of, I'm not going to be able to quote him exactly because it was just off memory, but he said something to the effect of, I just have respect for the fact that you have a plan. Nobody else has a plan.
Proposing a plan, yeah, and, for what you think is wrong with our country.
Yeah, he goes, everybody else is upset about it, but nobody has a plan. And so, so this book, 444, is heavily involved in the Word.
Yeah.
I mean, there are so many scriptural references in this book. I mean, it's like, you know.
There is, really.
So
and you
anybody
know,
that reads it is going to be getting the full Word.
Yeah, and I blew off all of these guys. I don't do interviews with those kind of people. And blew several of them off. But in this case, it wasn't, and he wasn't trying to interview you. He was like, whoa, what you had to say in your speech has my attention.
Yeah.
This is different. This is just some, and the energy from him, the vibe was different. It wasn't.
Like you said, he was just polite. And he just stated, he goes, even though our views are in opposition, he goes, I respect the fact that you have a plan.
Right.
You know, so it was something to that effect. And so I don't know, that's respectable. And, you know, we just read in Psalm 7 just this morning, as a matter of fact, how David had integrity towards the enemy even.
Right.
And he said something to the effect of, you know, let me die, you know, and more or less in the dirt if I am plundering the enemy.
Without
cause.
Yes.
Yeah, without cause. And starting any kind of unnecessary fight, like disturbing a peace. Like, you've always got an enemy, but sometimes you're able to, you know, basically, you know,
right.
stand
if it's
each
an
other.
Enemy that, you know, I am at peace with.
Right. Don't start the fight.
Yeah. Yeah. And you... What was the word? Plunder? Was
plunder,
it?
Yeah.
To plunder him without cause,
with
an enemy that you are at peace with, let all these bad things come on me.
Right.
And I think that was, I've never really paid attention to that scripture before, but it really struck me.
Yeah, exactly. Me too, because that is a fierce, fierce warrior for God.
Oh,
saying,
he was.
Saying that I have integrity, even as a warrior, towards my enemies.
Right.
I will not treat the enemy unfairly.
Yeah.
Which is a fascinating study in and of itself, right?
Yep.
So, I don't know, I have a lot of respect for that, and that was kind of how I felt about it when I'm faced with the enemy, and I don't think that I have any qualms about taking the enemy on if it's a fight. If I need to defend myself, that's a different story altogether.
Yeah.
So,
Before we get into the word of the day, I just wanted to point out that both of our speeches, for the listeners, we were pretty road weary and, you know, minimal sleep and bedraggled coming in. So our show last night consisted of our speeches because we had them recorded. So that was our podcast for Sunday night last night.
Yeah.
So if for those of you who were not able to make it, and some of you showed up right after Lady Liberty's speech, or you had to get on the road to get back home before I spoke, those are uploaded, so you can go back and listen to those on the podcast.
And one last thing, too. The people that put this on, Randy Mitchell and his wife, did an outstanding
thank
job.
Thank you. I have it in my notes, and I just glossed right by them to make sure to thank them so much for the hard work they put into this, organizing it.
They did an excellent job.
I hope they do another. This was actually kind of a small turnout.
Yeah.
But this was such a well-needed...
And very positive, I thought.
Yeah, it was well organized. It was well done. I'm sure all kinds of stuff went wrong behind the scenes, like they always do, that nobody else noticed but them, that they're going to improve on or whatever. I didn't notice anything. Everything went off without a hitch.
Yep.
It was just wonderful. They did such a great job. I love those people.
There's one last thing. You and I brought a big cutout, a full size life size cutout of Trump doing his thumbs up, you know, and we taped it to the corner of our little canopy.
It looks real.
Canopy, right?
When you take a picture standing next to it, it looks like you're standing next to Trump. It's awesome.
And
so many people did.
So many people flocked over to take their pictures with it, and we had a ball with that. That was a lot of fun. And so, that was super cool. A lot of people said, we didn't know who you were, but we saw Trump standing here and we came running over to see what that was about. So that was funny.
I normally have a Radio Free Redoubt vinyl banner I put up, but for this one, I just didn't. People walked around, they found us.
Yep, they sure did. And we sold a ton of books. Holy smokes. We sold so many books. So
your 444 was flying off. I couldn't believe.
Yep, people were buying them in bulk.
And your first one,
10
Perils.
At a time. Yeah, I was selling them as a pair, kind of, both the Perils of Sustainable Development as like the precursor to 444, because they go together. One is the warning, and 444 is the solution to where we're at, because the warning wasn't heeded.
Right. Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. Well, hey, maybe we could put the package bundle deal up on the
website.
The gear store, too.
Yeah. We're going to be doing that in the next day or so. So if you want to keep checking back at Radio Free Redoubt at the gear store, it's just on the, if you go down on the right-hand side of that page on Radio Free Redoubt, all the way down, almost at the bottom, is the link for the gear store. And so you can click on that and then just look under books and there will be.
I'll see if I can get that moved up toward the top for the folks.
Oh, okay.
Right. Oh, and the other one's there, PrepCom.
Yeah.
With the DMX-40s, the seed Morse code.
Yes.
They were there, and we didn't get to see them. I saw them across the way.
We were so swamped.
Couldn't get away from the booth. I mean, we had one, like a 20-minute downtime, and that's because Matt Shea was speaking.
Yeah.
And so we had like 15 minutes, and that's when we ate.
That was it. And there were people that stood in line to get books for like 10 minutes. I felt bad for them standing out there in the sun, but we were just constantly swamped and we missed them. But boy, that DMX 40 that they have is so cool. That is a, you go ahead and tell them about it.
Well, it's the Morse code, encoder and decoder. So you don't have to know Morse code. But if you do know Morse code, you can still use it.
Yeah.
And you know, hook up your keyer and tap Morse code through it. But it's a transceiver. It transmits on 40 meter handband. It's so cool. And they're just really neat people, and they're working on new products now that I'm excited about.
Right. And we have the link to the DMX 40s on our Radio Free Redoubt page as well.
Amron.com.
Oh, Amron, not yeah. Radio
Amron, Amron.com. And on the right-hand side of the webpage there, I think it's toward the top, it's the DMX-40 PrepCom.
Yep, those are super cool.
Yep.
Talk about the ultimate encryption. I mean, if you've got one of those, you can, in fact, you can send out Morse faster than the human ear can interpret it. So it's more or less the same thing as encrypted. Might as well be.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to test that to find out just how fast we can send and still decode
from the other
100%.
End.
Right.
Yeah, that's right.
So, and well, there's a lot involved with that, but well, man, we're running long, like we like to do with segment one.
We got to get to the word.
Yes.
Sheesh. Well,
you see my eyeballs pointing down.
The word is kind of mixed in anyway. That is not the word of the day though. So, okay. So the word of the day, comes to us on Monochromatic Monday, from John chapter 3 verses 1-8, which read under the title, The New Birth. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him. Jesus answered and said to him, Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said to him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, You must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but cannot tell where it comes from and where it goes. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit. And so that's it. But the interesting note here is that in verse 3 where it says, I say to you, unless one is born again. Now, the Greek word for the Greek interpretation for the word again in that sentence can actually also be from above. So from the Greek translation, it either can be born again or born from above.
Oh.
Which I thought that was really fascinating. It's like, well, that kind of maybe gives you a better hint as to what the whole born from above or born again thing means. Because if you're born of the Spirit, you're born from above. You know, like your spirit is born in heaven, right?
It makes make more sense, actually.
Yeah, yep. And so exactly, that's what I thought. I thought it gave more clarity to that. So we thought that we would kind of discuss baptism a little bit. And and so there are several verses that we could go over, but I think maybe we could probably spread that out through the week if you want.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah.
Let's do that. Just because we're pressed for time right now. But
right.
This also is something that led, I got a sneak peek into this one because we were reading it on the trip back home.
Yep.
And it really opened up a discussion. Do you have to be baptized? Is it a command? Will it keep you out of heaven if you don't get baptized? And then and then you can clearly see you're told to.
Yeah, Jesus says, repent and be baptized.
So there are examples like the thief on the cross.
Right.
He didn't get baptized, and he said, you'll be with me today in paradise, and he died shortly thereafter. And there are several other examples where Jesus looked at people and said, your sins are forgiven. Now go away and sin no more.
Right.
And they left. They walked away. No, there's no, wait, hold on. Come back here. You got to get baptized too.
Right. Let's find a river.
So what about that? So we're like, this led into a kind of a cool study for us. And we're going to try to unpack that and pray for discernment over that. But
Yeah, we'll cover that a little bit more, like we said, throughout the week. So it should be fun.
Yeah. All right. So let's go ahead and take a break. Thank you for that scripture. Very cool.
Yep. Praise God.
And this segment was brought to you by Prepping 2.0, the podcast to help you take your preps to the next level from basic preparedness to, advanced preparedness. That's the podcast. Prepping2-0.com is the website. Stay right there. We'll be right back with the Morning Commute segment 2 coming up.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder, select your preferred carry style, and order your holster today.
Lenin put it this way. It does not matter if 3/4 of mankind is destroyed. All that counts is that the last quarter is communist. Lenin spoke, communist world domination.
All right, welcome back to segment 2 of the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Hopefully you guys are all off to a blessed and a safe commute. Segment 2 here is brought to you by TLC Web Hosting. That's actually the website too, tlcwebhosting.com, for your web hosting needs. Christian patriot-owned business located in the American Redoubt. So if you got a business, a ministry, or some other type of venture that you need to have your website hosted by someone you can trust who places emphasis on security and keeping your website up, then... or maintaining, keeping it hosted at a server, rather, then check them out at tlcwebhosting.com. So, great folks. Lady Liberty, good morning.
Yes, good morning, and everyone, welcome back to Monochromatic Monday.
Yeah, where we go over the truth in the news, where we try to add truth to the news.
Yeah, bring truth.
Bring
into the
truth
news.
Yep. To the news.
Yep.
Oh man, you know the Redoubt News has got an article right now that Democrats have signed a letter to Secretary of State to impose barbaric Sharia law on U.S. citizens. What?
Well, imagine that.
Yeah, if you read into this,
well, they're just jealous at how much traction the communists have gotten already.
Right. Exactly. So what they're talking about here is a article by Ilhan Omar, who is, Israel hater. I maybe even an America hater, but Muslim. So she apparently, according to The Hill, Representative Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, Karen Bass from California, Debbie, there's a group of them, are the signers of this letter. So what these members of Congress are actually doing in their official capacity as U.S. representatives is calling on a cabinet official in an American administration to impose the Islamic law of slander on American citizens. So what they're trying to do is form a committee. The Islamic law of slander states that slander means to mention anything concerning a person, Muslim, that he or she would dislike. And so they're trying to form a panel to fight Islamophobia, what they're calling it.
Oh, boy.
So in order to fight Islamophobia in the name of equity, it means you would have to go after, and this is from Department of Homeland Security. I'm going to look this up further, but not good. Not good at all. When in the name of fighting Islamophobia, they start going after people who say anything that a Muslim might find offensive. You can't say anything bad about Islam.
Oh, boy.
So that is actually Islamic law. That's Sharia law.
Yeah. And so there's nothing. We're not afraid of Islam. We're not afraid of Islamists.
Nope.
There's no phobia in any of it. It's flat out illegal in the United States. So forget about it.
Yep. So what they're asking for is a special. They're asking the U.S. Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, urging him to appoint a special envoy tasked with monitoring and combating Islamophobia.
Good boy.
So they're basically combating the First Amendment.
Yes, right.
Really,
right.
That's what they're saying. So it's illegal. It's unlawful. It's unconstitutional. And they should be charged with their crimes.
Well,
just like you said in your speech.
Yep, exactly. That, you know, Article 4, Section 4 says, no communism, socialism, fascism, Maoism, or Sharia law. They're all illegal.
Yes, they are in America.
Yep.
I'm so glad you highlighted that.
Yep.
It was really great. So, well, we're out of time, and we're going to do it again. We got all week to hammer this stuff home, and we're looking forward to it. So you guys have a blessed, safe day, and join us right here tomorrow morning at 7 a.m.
That's right. Have a marvelous monochromatic Monday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.